Welcome to Forests for Trees, a digital forest that explores the intricate puzzle of how social media and the digital world shape our society. I'm your host, Claudia Lee. To begin with, we want to acknowledge that this podcast was produced in the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to elderly past, present, and emerging. Today, we have a special guest, Xin, also known as Xin Yu in the creative industry. Xin is a 3D designer and digital visual creator who has been traveling and working remotely in many different places as a digital nomad. For the listeners who are not familiar with the term, digital nomads normally refer to individuals who leverage the power of modern technology to work remotely, and they often travel or live in various locations around the globe. This work from anywhere lifestyle is not just a trend, but also a reflection of the big change in people's perception of the future of work and employment. Hi, Xin. It's so great to have you here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Xin. I'm very excited to share my experiences.
Okay, let's dive right in now. You've been a digital nomad for over a year now, right? Traveling through Singapore, Bali, and Thailand. What inspired you to take on this lifestyle?
Actually, I couldn't imagine I would be working while traveling before. But during the COVID lockdowns in Shanghai, I was still doing my full-time visual designer job at a design studio, and the strict restrictions forced me to work from home. So that time I realized I could do all my work just at home and even more efficiently.
Yeah, I remember everything just moved online all of a sudden during COVID, studying, working, and socializing. But when did you start your digital nomad journey?
Okay, so after the restrictions were lifted, I decided to do freelance work. And then in 2022, my friend asked me if I want to join her on a trip to Bali because she said she's got a bunch of artist friends living there. First, I only planned to travel for a week, but then I ended up living there for over 2 months.
That sounds crazy. So was that your first digital nomadism experience?
Yes, it was. I had so much fun there and I got plenty of inspiration for my artwork during that experience.
How did you manage the transition from a stable job to becoming a freelance digital nomad?
So thanks to my previous full-time working experience, I actually got a solid client base and I had lots of existing brand collaborations, which gave me the financial stability to travel around.
I know your job covers lots of creativity. How did you stay productive and creative while constantly moving?
I feel like as a digital nomad, you have to be equipped with certain levels of discipline to stay productive. Also, a well-structured routine is key. Now I'm in Singapore with my boyfriend and we plan to stay here for a few months. So apart from enjoying the beautiful summer beaches here, I still set specific work hours every day and stick to them. Speaking of creativity, I think my inspiration is fueled by the diverse cultures and the different peoples I encounter.
It's very fascinating that you incorporate new things you met in different places into your work. How do you think the rise of digital nomads is changing the nature of work?
The digital nomad lifestyle is definitely challenging the traditional work model. It's a more flexible and results-oriented working choice. I think productivity isn't always tied to a physical workplace. Being a digital nomad can let people have more autonomy of their time and balance work with personal passion.
Yeah, digital nomads, do you have a better work-life balance? What do you see as the future of work in our increasingly digitalized world?
I would say from my experience and what I saw in society that the future of work is moving towards greater decentralization. Even not in the creative industry, remote and hybrid work models become more and more common now. With the help of more advanced technology such as virtual collaboration platforms, people may see that working is not about hours worked, but the quality of the work produced.
That's a really good point, Xin. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today. Thank you for sharing your journey and insights with us.
Thank you. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share on socials, and leave us a comment. This is Forest for Trees. Thank you, and see you soon.